Hey Mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. It is currently the middle of January, and for me, January is usually the hardest time of the year. I've always said that it's my least favorite month of the year because it's just gloomy and cold. I feel very blessed to live in a place that gets all four seasons, but January is, you know, often there's snow on the ground, but Christmas is over. There's no holidays in January. There's nothing to look forward to. I don't have any kid birthdays to be planning or anything. And so for me in my own life, January has always just been a really hard month for me. And as you probably know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I struggled with postpartum depression. And so I know that I am prone to depression, and I've definitely experienced some seasonal blues and winter blues and things like that. And so for me, you know, January is just cold and gloomy. And like I said, there's still snow on the ground, but I think it's very magical in December when there's snow. In January, I think snow is just really annoying. And there's not very much sun, and I've lost count of the number of days that I have been inside with these kids inside these four walls, and it's a lot and it's hard. And so I want you to know, if you are currently struggling or feeling overwhelmed or maybe feeling a little more anxious than you normally do, you are not alone. Winter is hard. January is hard with kids. Being a stay-at-home mom is really hard, especially during these times when it's harder to get outside. There's less things going on. It's just, I feel like I can't say it enough. It's hard. And for me, I think it was about 4 years ago in January was when I had my first and only real anxiety attack, where I like felt like the walls were closing in on me and like just felt like I wanted to like escape my body, almost is how I would describe it, and be somewhere else. And I remember literally feeling like, can I just get in my car and drive to somewhere? And that's not how I actually felt, but it was just this anxiety of like, I cannot spend another day inside this house. And so I want you to know, you are so not alone. If you've felt that too, or you've had anxiety too in the winter, you're so not alone. So that's why today I just wanted to share four really easy ways that I have been supporting my mental health in hopes that it helps you too. So number one, focus on today. One of the biggest things that brings anxiety in my life is thinking about, especially in the winter, thinking about how long it's been cold and gloomy and I've been inside and how long I still have to go. You know what I mean? Like, it's only the middle of January and it's not going to get warm until March. That's still a month and a half. That's so many days. What am I going to do? How am I going to entertain these kids for that long? And it just spirals. And so I just really want to encourage you. This is something that I have practiced in my own life and I've seen the benefit. I want to encourage you to focus on today. Matthew 6:34. I love the Message translation of this verse. It says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And I especially love this translation because it says, number one, it says, give your attention, your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Not what you're doing, what God is doing right now. Because no matter what season of life we're in, God is always doing something and He is always at work. And it's our job to give our entire attention to be able to see what He's doing. And then at the end, it doesn't say like you will figure it out when the hard things come, when the time comes. It says God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. And that gives us a lot of peace. And it gives us assurance that we are not going through this life alone and we are not going through this season of motherhood alone. And so that is why we can focus on today, because God will help us deal with whatever hard things come up. So if in the future, a couple weeks down the road, our kids are wild and out and it feels like there's no end in sight to the winter, God will help us deal with that. But that's not today, and we don't need to worry about that today. We just need to give our entire attention to what God is doing in us and in our home and in our kids and in our lives right now, so that we don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. So if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling like the winter is dragging on and spring will never come, I want to encourage you to focus on today and give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Number two, I want to encourage you to start reading more. This is something that I have also done, and I can't even tell you how beneficial it is. You know, by nature in the winter, we're inside more often. Our life is a little bit slower. We're not doing as much. And so I want to encourage you, use this time as an opportunity to replace your scrolling or your TV time with reading. Reading has been an awesome way for me to grow my mind, because I don't know if you're anything like me, but ever since I became a mom, it feels like my brain can kind of feel like mush sometimes. And I used to be always learning new things or learning new ideas. And then I became a mom and I just feel like mush. Sometimes I feel like I can't even carry an adult conversation because my brain is just fried. Reading has really helped that for me. And it's just helped me. I don't know, the best way I can say it is I just feel like my brain is growing. And I feel like it's kind of an escape, but in my opinion, it's a healthy escape, because it's resting. You're allowing yourself to rest, but you're still putting good things. Obviously, make sure the books that you're reading are good, but you're still putting good things into your mind, and you're still strengthening your brain and not letting it go to mush by just scrolling or watching TV, because you know you're reading. And so if you are struggling in the winter, if you're struggling this winter and you're running out of things to do and you feel like you've watched way too much TV or you've spent way too much time scrolling, maybe try reading more. One practical thing, if you can't get your hands on like hard copies of books, or if you're like being nap trapped under a nursing baby for long periods of time and you're like, well, what else am I supposed to do? All I can do is what's on my phone. I would encourage you, this is what I've done. I downloaded the Kindle app on my phone and I just read on my Kindle app right there on my phone. And so it just has made it really easy. If you listen to my episode 2 weeks ago, you know that I'm not on social media this year. And so it's a really easy swap for me. I've spent all that time that I used to spend scrolling, now I spend it reading, and it's been so cool. And the more books I finish, the more proud of myself I get. And I think it's important for us to be doing things that make us proud of ourselves. So read more if you are looking for something to do. If you've been around for any length of time, you know that my skincare routine is so sacred to me. As a busy mama, it's hard to find time to take care of myself, but doing my skincare routine at the end of the day is something I look forward to every single day. It's like a little pocket of joy in my day, and we are all about finding those little pockets of joy here at Joy Filled. And that is why I have loved and used Primally Pure for years. Primally Pure's clean, non-toxic skincare is safe, effective, and has me feeling like I just came out of the spa every single night. Plus, my skin has never looked better. Primally Pure's variety of skincare collections makes it so simple to ensure you are using products that are targeted to your specific needs. Treat yourself to some new skincare and create another pocket of joy in your day with Primally Pure. Head to the link in the episode description and use code JENNA10 to save. Number three is commit to daily soul care. I want you to notice that I didn't say self-care, I said soul care, and there's a little bit of a difference because self-care, obviously, self-care is good, but we want to make sure that we're doing things that aren't just for selfish gain or for petty vanity reasons, but we want to make sure that the things that we're doing to take care of ourselves really take care of our soul. Now that can mean, you know, a good skincare routine. My skincare routine really is soul care for me because it's 5 to 10 minutes in the evening of just standing in the quiet and spending time taking care of myself. Usually I have silence. Sometimes I have an audiobook or something going, but it's just a few minutes before bed to take care of myself and kind of recenter and get quiet. And so for me, my skincare routine, while it can feel that, you know, that can kind of feel vain or like, okay, that sounds like a self-care thing, because it's a recentering thing for me and it's a space for me to get quiet, it becomes soul care. So I'm not saying don't do the things. I'm not saying don't do your nails or don't fill in the blank, but just make sure that you're using those things as opportunities to fill your soul. Whether that means getting quiet, whether that means using it as time to meditate on God's word or pray, or, you know, you fill in the blank. But commit to daily soul care, because as moms, it can be easy for us to put ourselves on the back burner, but it's important for you to prioritize yourself, because it's in prioritizing yourself that you become a better mom, a better wife, a better homemaker, a better follower of Christ. And that's the goal, right? Is to be our best, to give God a great return on the things that He's given us to steward. And we can't do that if we're burnt out and overwhelmed and anxious and exhausted. So commit to daily soul care in order to be your best. Now, this can also mean doing a 10-minute workout every day. This can mean sitting outside for a few minutes every day. You know, the possibilities are endless on what your soul care can be. Just make sure that you, whatever you're choosing to do, partner it with something that's going to fill your soul and give you that rest and refreshment that your soul needs. And number four, one of the best ways to support your mental health is to get in community. This can be a lot of different things for a lot of different people, but the important thing is that you get yourself in community, whether that's MOPS, whether that's, you know, local, like toddler activity days at different places, our local it's called Get Air here, but our local like trampoline park has toddler hours. That's a great way to meet other moms, get connected with other moms at church. And I know that it can feel intimidating to try to reach out to another mom. And it can seem like, well, I'm the only one that's lonely. You know, they have their friends or they have their community, so they're not going to want to exclude me, or they're not going to want to include me in what they're doing. But I just want you to know, if there's one thing I've learned from this community and from the messages you guys send me and from reading in our community group, it's that loneliness is a universal mom struggle. We all struggle with loneliness, and we all feel like we're the only one struggling with loneliness. We all feel like we all desire community, and we all feel like we're the only ones who are desiring community. And so I just want to encourage you, like, the enemy would really love for you to stay isolated and discouraged and defeated, because when he gets you alone is when he can do the most damage. But when you're in community, you've got people linking arms with you to protect you, to speak life into you. So fight for that community and don't let the enemy win. Maybe you've been praying for community and God has tried to answer your prayer, but you were too afraid to approach someone at church. Just let go of that. Let go of the fear and don't be afraid to let your guard down. And just say, you know, hey, I would love to get together with you. I'm pretty lonely. Motherhood is harder than I thought it would be. I know this might seem really forward, but I'm just really needing community. Would you want to get coffee or would you want to come over and let the kids play for a few hours this week? You would be surprised how many moms are just waiting for someone to walk up to them and say that because they're too afraid to do it themselves. So you be the one. Here's your push. You be the one to approach the mom that you've been kind of eyeballing or she stood out to you at church and you want to talk to her, but you're too afraid. You be the one to just say, hey, I'm lonely. This is really hard. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. I don't have any friends. Would you want to bring the kids over this week and just have coffee and talk? Like, don't worry about it being awkward. You'll figure it out. Don't worry about being rejected. What's the worst she's going to say? Oh, no, thank you. Okay, then move on. It's okay. It's okay. Just brush yourself off, dust yourself off, and move on. I just want to encourage you. Find and fight for that community. And maybe it's an online community. You know, our Joy-Filled podcast community is a really great place to connect with other moms too. So get in there. Just whatever you have to do to find community and stay in community, especially during these winter months that can feel really isolating and lonely, find that community because you were not created to do life alone. You were not created to do motherhood alone. There are people that God is trying to send you to be able to link arms with you and do this together. Our God is a God of community. It's His nature. Our triune God is a God of community, and He does not desire for you to do it alone. So find that community. Fight for it and find it. So, number one, focus on today. Number two, start reading more. Number three, commit to daily soul care. And number four, get in community. If you want practical ways to support your mental health this winter, there it is. And before we go, can I pray for you real quick? God, I thank you for my sister, and I pray that you would just be with her. Lord, if she's struggling this winter, if her mental health is struggling, God, I pray that you would just, your hand would be on her and you would just help her focus on today, Lord. You would be with her and you would give her eyes to see the things that you're doing in her life right now. And you'll be with her as the hard things come up because we know that they do. And we also know that you're with us. God, I thank you for her. I pray that you would bring community to her in Jesus' name. I pray that you would bring community to her, that you would bring the right people to her. God, I pray that you would give her the courage to start a community. If she's longing for community, God, I pray that you would give her the courage to start it, to be the first one, to go first. Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear. I pray that we cast that to the side in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would just bring people into her life to link arms with her and to walk this walk with her. I thank you so much for her, and I pray that you would just bless her home, bless her family. I pray joy and peace would fill her home. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.